Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer, an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak while we are looking movies. One reason is we want to kill time, we are bored, or we want distraction from our problems, we want to suppress our problems, our feelings, or we want to be the actor in the movie, the hero, the great lover. These are mainly the three reasons to see movies. Then the next question is, why we choose this movie over the other movies? Why we choose funny comedy movies? Why we choose horror, crime, brutal, rude movies? Why we choose lovely movies? Why we choose movies about nature, beautiful nature? This question everybody should ask before choosing to see this and this movie. What is inside of ourselves? This we attract also outside, and this we choose. It is over 50 years science proved, maybe 100 years science proved, that narrative movies, horror, crime movies, are making the people worse. And this we see on the crime statistics. It's going up so rapidly, and the reason is this kind of movies. And even if we don't make a crime afterwards, we lose our sensibility. We are not valuable, feel valuable inside anymore. We become overcool, we don't care for the family so much if we would not see such movies. Okay, imagine there would be a beautiful, loving movie. And 50% of the population of a country would see it. Then 50% of the population would see or would feel to the same time love, compassion. Would it not be great? Would it not be a great energy that can transform a country? The opposite is true. 50% of the population are seeing such brutal movies, it would pull down the energy like crazy. This negative energy is producing also evil things in the world. Makes sense, no? We attract that. We attract the crime. If we feel love, we attract love. Another example is people or families without movies are living a happier family life because they share more time with each other. And speaking over the problems that they have with each other much more. Normally is it so, you're getting angry, then seeing a brutal movie and you don't speak over your problem inside of your family. This means that bad movies or the movies are isolate you from each other. You see together the movie, but the inside problems or the problem what you have, the struggle with the family, or it's great for the children, for instance, for sure. They don't talk anymore, you get them quiet. And where's the knife? Knife is gone. 2 hours movie, 2 hours gone. If you would make things that would lift us up, exercise, meditation, sport, making love. You see, there was coming the TV to Germany. The children birth got down. Got down. It was better than the anti-baby pill, this movement. No? Because no time for making love. Seeing together movie until we are tired, then sleeping, this is it. No time for kiss, no time for exchanging the feelings. Then this brutal movies. Evil things. And then we wonder why the crime rate is so huge. And nobody caring for each other anymore. Just see together movies. This is all. Communication is ending. And just try to see not such bad movies. Just for 1 or 2 months. Or even better, not to see any movie. And you will find out you become much more sensible, much more aware of your feelings and thoughts. You become much more vulnerable and caring for people. These brutal movies makes us rough, hard, overcool. Somehow it should be nice. We should be loving beings. And loving beings don't see such movies. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you. Bye.